Welcome to the next lesson in meetings. Now, this lesson is going to be a practice lesson. So if you haven't watched the first lesson, which was a study lesson, go back and watch that one first, because you want to pick up the concepts and the sentence patterns that we went over and we learned in lesson one. And now we're going to practice them in this lesson. Now, if you've been following me for a while, you should know by now that we always hear Al Sensei. We follow the power process. Now, if you're new or just picking it up, what is the power process? We're going to review that very quickly. Okay, so the power process is three steps. Okay, first step is study, second, practice, and third, perform. All right, so the first lesson that we did in meetings was the study lesson. That's where we input new things into our brain, so that we can learn, right? And then this lesson is going to be the practice lesson, or the practice step in the power process. Okay, so we're going to now output, okay? We're going to actually speak what we've learned in lesson one so that we get our mouth moving, get our brain working, and so we can go over a lot of different examples together so that you really, really start to pick up these concepts. And then in order to do the third step in the power process, which is perform, and that is to be able to use these phrases and sentence patterns on your own in a real world situation. All right, so let's get to it. Today we're going to do, of course, the second lesson in the meeting section, which we learned three important sentence patterns, or three important language actions, I'm sorry, in lesson one. We're going to go over those again today with a few more examples. Okay, so let's review what we learned in the first lesson. And in meetings, remember the first language action that we went over was making suggestions. Okay? And in this, making suggestions, we also talked about two different types, okay? A more direct way and a more indirect way. Okay, so we're gonna go over those again. Now, let's go over our first sentence pattern example. So I think we should blah blah blah, then your example, whatever the suggestion is. Okay, so the example that we used in the study lesson was cut costs. Okay, so let's practice that together. So please repeat after me. I think we should cut costs. Okay, very good. One more time. I think we should cut costs. Okay, well done. Now, the important thing about the practice lessons here is to now really try to fine-tune, of course, your pacing, your pronunciation, intonation, these things. Okay, so really start to focus on those as we go through the practice lessons here. Okay, so one more time. I think we should cut costs. Okay, well done. All right, let's do another example. I think we should raise the budget. Okay, very good. So, let's say, a lot of times the boss or manager or whoever will give you the budget for the quarter or the month, and maybe you think it's not enough, okay? So you want to make this suggestion. Okay? So one more time. I think we should raise the budget. Okay, very good. So one more time. Let's do the top one. Okay? I think we should cut costs. Okay? I think we should raise the budget. Okay, very good, very good. Okay, so that's how we want to keep doing it. Keep practicing one by one over and over. Because as we start to practice this part, which is the sentence pattern, we get very comfortable speaking that. And then we can just simply add our suggestion whenever we need to. Okay, let's do another example. I think we should put it to a vote. Okay, very good. One more time. I think we should put it to a vote. Okay, excellent. So what does that mean? Well, it probably means what you guess it means, which maybe you're having a hard time making a decision as a group. And so maybe you want to take a vote, okay, from the whole group and see which idea wins. Okay, so that's how you can do it naturally in English. Put it to a vote. Okay, so let's go over all of them one more time, one by one. So try to keep up the pace with me. I think we should cut costs. I think we should raise the budget. I think we should put it to a vote. Okay, well done. Okay, let's do it one more time. I think we should cut costs. I think we should raise the budget. I think we should put it to a vote. Okay. I think we should cut costs. I think we should raise the budget. I think we should put it to a vote. Now wait till I finish all three and then you say all three of them very quickly, okay? So I'll do all three and then you do all three, okay? One more time. I think we should cut costs. I think we should raise the budget. I think we should put it to a vote. Okay, excellent job, very good. So that's how we want to start doing it so that we start to really get down this pattern, all right? So that's good. Let's move on to our next sentence pattern for the same language action, which is making suggestions. Now we're going to do one that's a little more indirect. It might be a good idea to, okay, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Let's put our little I there for indirect. Okay. And again, we can use our same examples, okay, because we're just filling in that part. What we are practicing is this language action, the sentence pattern right here, to make a suggestion in an indirect way. So let's use our same examples. Please repeat after me. It might be a good idea to cut costs. Okay, very good. One more time. It might be a good idea to cut costs. Okay, excellent. Good job. Now let's do the next one. Yeah. It might be a good idea to raise the budget. Okay, very good. One more time. It might be a good idea to raise the budget. Okay, excellent. Very good. Now let's do the third example. It might be a good idea to put it to a vote. Okay, great. Let's try one more time. It might be a good idea to put it to a vote. Okay, well done. Very good. All right, so you can see how these both work. And again, remember that, you know, indirect and direct is not a matter of good or bad, right and wrong. It's a matter of how you want to get your idea across. Sometimes you need to be a little more direct. Sometimes you need to be a little softer, more indirect. So now let's practice them again. Let's do the indirect phrase here and let's practice it a little more rapidly. Okay? So one more time. It might be a good idea to cut costs. It might be a good idea to raise the budget. It might be a good idea to put it to a vote. Okay, very good. Well done. Let's try one more time. It might be a good idea to cut costs. It might be a good idea to raise the budget. It might be a good idea to put it to a vote. I think we should cut costs. I think we should raise the budget. It might be a good idea to cut costs. It might be a good idea to put it to a vote. Okay, well done. So you see, I kind of mixed them around there. But again, the important thing is just to practice these phrases over and over. Okay, now let's do this one. And I won't trick you this time. Let's do this one just very rapidly. So I'll say all three of them at once, and then you do all three of them at once, okay? So let's go. It might be a good idea to cut costs. It might be a good idea to raise the budget. It might be a good idea to put it to a vote. Okay, excellent job, well done. All right, so good, if you can keep up with that, that's really, really good. Okay, now don't worry, if you're not at that speed yet or not that at that pacing, don't worry, just practice slowly to begin and work your way to that point and you'll get there, okay? So don't speed through if you're not there yet, just take it little by little, all right? But you have the tools here, you have the phrases, practice with me as long as it takes to get up to that level, all right? Excellent job. Now, let's move on to our next language action. Do you remember what that was from the first lesson? So the next language action we went over was how to agree. Okay. Now, do you remember the way, we'll call it the direct way to agree? Very simple. Simply, I agree. And now remember, if you want to agree with someone, you can just add that person in. Okay. So I agree with Jen. Okay, very good. I agree with Bob. Okay. I agree with Tom. Okay, so I'm just putting out some simple names. Okay, so you can just fill in the name, okay, so of who you agree with. Okay? Now, maybe you agree with the idea, okay? So you can say that as well. I agree with that. Okay, one more time. I agree with that. Okay, very good. Or maybe you want to agree very strongly. Okay? I agree completely. Okay, very good. One more time. I agree completely. Okay, very good. So that's very strong, very direct. Okay? So those are a few ways that you can express your agreement. Now let's do that again more rapidly, okay? So please repeat after me. I agree with Jen. I agree with that. I agree completely. Okay, very good. One more time. I'm gonna switch the name here. I agree with Bob. I agree with that. I agree completely. Good, good. Now let's practice all three together. Okay? I agree with Jen. I agree with that. I agree completely. Okay, very good. Again, if you're not at that pace yet, don't worry. You can just work up to it little by little. Okay? And if you are, well done. Excellent. Keep practicing. Keep going. Okay? Now, let's go over the next one that we want to practice, which is the more indirect way with agreeing. I believe that might work. Okay, very good. One more time. I believe that might work. Okay, very good. So this part here, I believe that might, okay, that is the indirect part, right? And then the, it might work means their idea could be a good one. Okay, so it's again a way to agree, but again, very indirect. Now, not a lot of ways to change this one around, but maybe this part here. So I'm going to put our I there for indirect. Okay. I believe that might be a good idea. Okay, one more time. I believe that might be a good idea. Okay, well done. All right, so again, just a couple of ways there. We don't need a ton of different phrases here. to show your indirect agreement. Yeah, so a good few ways to practice, again, our agreement and direct and indirect agreement. Yeah. All right, now let's move on to our final language action, which was how to disagree. Okay, so of course, to disagree directly, just simply, I disagree. Okay, please repeat one more time. I disagree. Okay, well done. All right. Now, again, if you want to disagree with someone, you can do that as well. Let's switch the name. I disagree with Bob. I disagree with Bob. Okay, good. And again, this just depend on the situation. If you need to disagree with someone, maybe many people gave their opinions and you want to specify whose idea you disagree with. All right, let's try another example. I disagree with that idea. Okay, one more time. I disagree with that idea. Okay, so again, not with a person this time, but the idea. Okay, so you can disagree with that as well. It doesn't have to be the person. Okay, now let's do, again, a strong disagreement like we did a strong agreement. I disagree 100%. I disagree 100%. Okay. So as we saw with the other one, we did completely. So you can of course use I disagree completely. I just want to give you another phrase here. 100% is the same thing. I disagree 100%. So that's a very, very strong way to disagree. But if you have a very strong example in your life that you need to really disagree, you can use that. Yeah? So let's go over these one more time. Yeah? I disagree with Bob. I disagree with that idea. I disagree 100%. Okay, very good. Okay, one more time. I disagree with Bob. I disagree with that idea. I disagree 100%. Very good. Now let's try them all together, all three, and then you go. Okay, so please listen to me and then repeat after me. I disagree with Bob. I disagree with that idea. I disagree 100%. Okay, very good. One more time. Let's try it all three together. I disagree with Bob. I disagree with that idea. I disagree 100%. Okay, excellent job. Very good. All right, so that's how we start to practice disagreeing. Now, we also, of course, want to go over one more phrase today, which is our indirect way to disagree. I'm afraid I can't agree with that. Okay, very good. One more time. I'm afraid I can't agree with that. Okay, very good. All right, so again, that's a very good way to disagree indirectly. Now, maybe you're responding to someone, maybe someone made a comment and you want to respond to them, okay, directly instead of the whole group. Yeah. I'm afraid I can't agree with you. Okay, very good. One more time. I'm afraid I can't agree with you. Okay, so again, we're not going to go over a lot of variations there, but again, just a couple of ways you can use this phrase to disagree with someone indirectly. Okay, so one more time. I'm afraid I can't agree with that. I'm afraid I can't agree with you. Okay, very good. Very well done. All right, so those are the main phrases that we wanted to go over. And that is the main lesson today for meetings. Okay, we covered three language actions: how to make suggestions, how to agree, and how to disagree. So very important things that we need, especially in meetings, but in everyday life. Okay, so get these down, and you will be very, very, you know, impressive to your colleagues, to your classmates, whoever you're using this with. And it's not that hard in terms of the language, okay? Just a little bit of practice. again, because knowing does not equal doing, right? So you need to be able to speak them in a real life situation, study, practice, perform. All right, so that's all for this lesson in meetings, and I'll see you on the next one. Good job.